Okay, well, we're behind the scenes at the Radio 4 election special. These are the production desks. The studios are a hop, skip and a jump away. I'm here with Andrew Bedard of Tweetminster. Tweetminster have been very kindly helping us keep an eye on Twitter. Andrew, what do you see?
There's huge amounts of activity on Twitter tonight. Great excitement amongst voters. Lots of people very upset about the way that the polls have been conducted in some locations. A mixture of humour, comparing the procedures to Iran or Zimbabwe, but also some real anger and lots of activity setting up Facebook groups and plans to protest against the way that things have panned out.
And we're seeing pictures circulating, we're seeing people trying to, if you like, organise some kind of response.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows the power of Twitter that it's used for humour, it's used for interaction, but it's also got a very serious implication for the way that people respond to these events as they evolve. In the past, people just didn't have these tools available to enable the conversation to carry on beyond a news event. But now it's much easier for people to take their frustration forward and do something practical about it.
This is going to be out of date by the time this publishes on the Wi-Fi, I suspect. But the exit poll was greeted with a good deal of scepticism online, I think it's fair to say. Is that mood changing as the night progresses?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a shift from people generally disbelieving the exit polls to people worrying more about specific seats, specific constituency where they've got a connection. So everything's happening live. So we're getting gossip and rumours from different seats. And at this stage, it's just fascinating to see how it pans out.
Tweetminster's been doing some work around buzz. The hypothesis being that online buzz predicts results. It's too early to say whether that's holding up for this. Did it hold up with respect to the polls, though?
Absolutely. We were amazed at the strong correlation we saw between online buzz as measured by number of mentions of a candidate on Twitter and the general shifts we saw in the opinion polls a couple of days later. There's clearly not a direct causal relationship, but it seemed to be a very useful indicator of the way things were happening. And it looks, with Brighton Pavilion possibly going green, as the BBC has suggested it might, that's again a result that our predictive model anticipated some time back.
That's great, really good.